أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه إني لكم نذير مبين ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم أليم. In ayah number 25 of Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to us the incident of Nuh alayhi salam and the dialogue or the conversation, the discussion that had taken place between him and the prominent elite people of his community. Again, Nuh alayhi salam was the first Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Adam. So after Adam, you had one or two Nabis, and then came the Rasul, who was Nuh alayhi salam, who remained amongst his people for a period of 950 years. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. And certainly we sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people. إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, saying to them that I am a manifest and clear warner sent to all of you. Allah ta'budu illallah, I have been sent to instruct you not to worship anyone or anything but Allah. Every Nabi, the primary concern that they had for the people was that of aqidah and the belief, that they should believe in tawheed, monotheism. He goes on to say, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ, I fear for you, O my people, I fear that a painful punishment, or I fear for you the punishment of a painful day, which is the day of Qiyamah. The concern he had for his people, the concern for the Akhirah. فَقَالَ الْمَلَأَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the moment he started inviting the people to Allah and to Tawheed, Allah says, the mala, the chiefs, and the elite, the prominent ones who disbelieve from his people, what did they say to him? مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرًا مِثْلَنَا. We consider you to be no more than a human being like ourselves. وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاضِلُنَا بَادِيَ الرَّأْيِ. So they said, O Nuh alayhi salam, you eat the way we eat, you experience the very same conditions we experience, you become hungry, and you have the same human needs like every one of us. How is it that you are a Rasul, a messenger of Allah? They believe that a messenger of Allah should be one who enjoys certain divine attributes or certain extraordinary powers that ordinary humans do not experience or do not possess. So they said, you are one of us, you are just like us. وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاضِلُنَا. And we see and we have noticed, O Nuh, that you are followed by those who are the lowest amongst us, and who are بَادِيَ الرَّأْيِ, who are of low or shallow opinion. Look at the people who are following you. And every Nabi, the very first people who followed a Nabi were those who were considered to be the lowest in the community, the downtrodden, the less privileged and less fortunate ones in the community. So they said, look who's following you. All these people, they are the lowest amongst us. They are of shallow opinion. وَمَا نَرَى لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ. We do not see you enjoying any virtue over us. Look at us. We are the superior ones. We are the elite ones. We are the ones who have occupied high stations and positions in this world. But look at you and your followers. We do not consider you to have any form of virtue or any form of superiority over us. بَلْ نَظُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. We are convinced that you are liars. So here you can see the attitude of these people, the arrogant and the proud. There were two points that they had raised over here regarding the followers of Nuh alayhi salam. They are the lowest ones and they are of shallow opinion. In other words, if you are a true Nabi and you are really somebody worthy of being followed, then you would have found the affluent, prominent and the so-called intellectuals of the community following you. Why is it that they are not following you? Number one. And number two, the second argument is that if we were to embrace this religion, then we cannot share the same status and the same position as all these other ones. You are asking us to pray with them. We will have to stand in the same stuff, in the same rows with them. We'll have to have them amongst us, living amongst us. We'll have to attend the meetings that they attend. No, we have to enjoy a position of superiority over them. That is the condition that they are making. The very same condition that the prominent and chiefs of Quraysh made to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they saw, once they saw slaves, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Suhaib al-Rumi, and Salman al-Farsi, they saw these foreigners, as we would refer to them in today's day and age. They were not from the people of Makkah, they were non-Arabs. And they saw them in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's gathering. They said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will embrace Islam provided you expel these from your gatherings. We cannot sit in the same gatherings with them. So this is what they are telling Nuh alayhi salam as well. So Nuh alayhi salam responded, he says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمْ أَرَأَيْتُ مِنْ كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّي. What if I really am upon some genuine, strong evidence and proof from my Rabb, and he has placed me on the straight path. وَآتَانِ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ. And what if Allah has really given me some form of mercy from His side, meaning in the form of prophethood. فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ. And it has been hidden from your sight. What if this is really true? I mean, what if it is really the case? أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا. Should we now compel you to accept it? أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا. Should I force it down your throat and compel you to accept it, وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ, while you are averse to it? And from this we learn that no Nabi ever had the permission to force and compel his people to embrace the religion with which he was sent. Those who claim that Islam was spread by the sword make this claim based on ignorance. Here Nuh alayhi salam tells his people, وَيَا قَوْمْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَالًا. I am not asking you for any wealth or any payment in return for you embracing Islam. In ajriya illa ala Allah, my reward lies only with Allah. Wama ana bitaridil ladina amanu. And what did they request from him? Expel these low people, these lowly people, the downtrodden, these shallow people of shallow opinion. Expel them from your gatherings and from your circle. What did he say? مَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They have iman. You wanted to know what it is that they enjoy which you do not have? They have iman. They are better than you. They are better than you no matter how you consider them in society. They have iman. They have brought iman. Never shall I expel them and ask them to leave my company. إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. They also have to meet their Rabb. You have to meet your Rabb. They also have to. What's the difference? What privilege do you enjoy over them? Is it that in Akhirah only you're going to meet your Rabb and they're not going to meet their Rabb? Are they going to turn into dust or something? Okay. They too have to go and meet their Rabb. Okay. So he says, إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّ. That's what matters. Akhirah. Not what position or worldly privilege or worldly status you enjoy in this world. What matters is what you are going to enjoy before Allah. إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ. How are you going to fare before Allah? What position and status are you going to enjoy over there? That is what matters. إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ. They too have to meet their Rabb. وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. You refer to them as a people of shallow opinion, but I consider you to be an ignorant people. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding.